Welcome to Rhema for Today.
He said, this revival will be a combination of these two. He said, you see, in my day, he's talking about his revival, the Pentecostal revival, and he was an evangelist. We had gifts of the Spirit. This minister told me, Assembly of God pastor, he said, not reading from some of the sermons that Wigglesworth had preached, I'd thought that three people were raised from the dead under his ministry. But this Assembly of God minister said, I personally know 23 people that were raised from the dead under his ministry. You know, not one time, but through the years. Now he said, Wigglesworth said, in our day, my day, in our day, in this revival, we've had a revival and a wave and a move of the gifts of the Spirit and the Holy Ghost, but very little word.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again.
You see, these old wine bottles were used as skin bottles. And that they put that wine in there and it would swell up. Sometimes that bottle would take a different kind of a shape. It'd be all lopsided. Then you leave the bottle, it grows old and wrinkly. It would just simply, if you put wine into it, burst. But they'd take those wine skins and renew them or refurbish them. First, they'd soak them in water, long time. And then secondly, they would take olive oil and rub them till they became soft again and pliable. Then they could put wine in them and they're new bottles. They won't burst. Are you listening to me? Well, what Jesus is trying to say to us is that we as individuals, our church, our local church, or our denomination, so many times are just simply like those wine skins. Old, empty, dead, brittle, no life. They need to be first soaked in water. Now, what do you mean, soaked in water? Well, turn with me to Ephesians again, real quickly. Real quickly. The Ephesians, the 5th chapter and the 26th verse. Talking about the church, Paul said, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Washing of water by the word. Now, number one, there must be a fresh saturation of the word of God. And in these latter times, God's raised up the teaching ministry for that very purpose. Are you listening to me? That's one of my gifts. One of the offices I stand in is the office of the teacher. God raised up others. Many of us, praise God, have been saturated with the Word of God. Others need to. And unless they do become saturated with the Word of God, they'll never be able to hold any wine. Not the new wine. Now then, after that they soak those bottles, those skin bottles, in water, then they would take olive oil and rub that olive oil in. Rub it on. Rub it in. Until it became soft and pliable. Well, oil's a type of the Holy Ghost. The psalmist said in the 92nd Psalm, the 10th verse, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Are you listening to him? I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. That's what we need today. Is a fresh anointing of the oil, the Holy Ghost, and it's coming. Now, I didn't hear this, but one of the Assembly of God ministers from England, said to me, sitting in my office, right out here, Rhema Campus. Now he's an older man in his 70s. But he said the last meeting that Smith Wigglesworth preached, he preached a week in his church. He was just a young man. He preached a week in his church. He had just finished on Sunday night that 1 week's message, or meeting, 87 years of age, and the next week went home to be with the Lord. Went home to be with the Lord. He said, now like I said, I'm quoting him now, I didn't hear him say it, never heard Wigglesworth say anything, I just read it. Brother Summerall here could tell you many experiences because he knew it. Go to his house, talk to him. And so, he said, Smith Wigglesworth said to them, young ministers and all, there is coming a move. I'll not live to see it. But there's coming a move of God. And really, when he said, as you look back, you understand what he was talking about. He was talking about, first of all, the healing revival that came. You see, he died in 47, the healing revival, or 42. The healing revival started in 47, went through 58. And then the revival of witnessing, full gospel businessmen. And then the charismatic move. And so he went through 50s and the 60s and the 70s. But he said, Wigglesworth said, the greatest move of God yet will come in the 80s. It will come in the 80s. Now listen. I had the same conviction before he told me. He said, this revival will be a combination of these two. He said, you see, in my day, he's talking about his revival, the Pentecostal revival, and he was an evangelist. We had gifts of the Spirit. This minister told me, Assembly of God pastor, he said, not reading from some of the sermons that Wigglesworth had preached, I'd thought that three people were raised from the dead under his ministry. But this Assembly of God minister said, I personally know 23 people that were raised from the dead under his ministry. You know, not one time, but through the years. Now he said, Wigglesworth said, in our day, my day, in our day, in this revival, we've had a revival and a wave and a move of the gifts of the Spirit and the Holy Ghost, but very little word, very little teaching, really. And very little word. But there is coming a revival of the teaching of the Word of God. And after that revival of the teaching of the Word of God comes, then, he said, there'll come that fresh anointing of the Spirit, and the two of them, the combination of the two, will bring the greatest wave that we've ever seen. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, is there a new wave? Now, you see, some people, you can interpret any way you want to. They're looking for something new, brand new, something that never has happened before. Well, no, in that sense, there's never going to be a new wave. God's going to do everything he's ever done before. You go down by the ocean and watch the waves come in. Well, you say, that's a new one, yeah, but it's the same water. It's a different than the other, but it's still the same. Another one comes in. Another one comes in. Some may be higher than others. Are you listening? You see, a lot of times when it comes to the move of God, it'll come sweeping through like a tidal wave. But other times, it'll just come in gently, you know, into the shore, this wave, just keep pushing on in, and before you know it's covered the whole territory. Well, I'll tell you the truth about the matter. Though the wave started in, praise God, 1982. Are you listening to me? It's gathering momentum, it's getting bigger. Hallelujah. And it's going to continue to sweep right on in. Are you listening to me? Thank you, Lord. Let's just praise God for it right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now everybody say it out loud. It is here now. And it is coming. Even in greater power, greater force, a greater wave, a greater move of the Spirit of God, of the power of God, of the authority of God, of the character of God. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands and praise him for it right now in the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Father God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Praise, reverence, and honor and glory be unto thee both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his holy name. 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 Praise his name forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know you've been born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, but everybody wants a fresh anointing. Stand up. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, the Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you would like to come to our graduation this year, it is Rhema's 51st graduation. Can you believe that?
No.
Friday, May the 16th at 7 p.m. right here on the Rhema USA campus. And so if you'd like to see what Rhema is all about, it's a good time to come. If you can't come live, you can. It'll also be streaming on Rhema.tv, on Facebook, on RBTC USA, on YouTube, Rumble, and all of those venues.
If you just go to rbtc.org and get all the information that you need.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.